Hello, 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 and welcome back to my podcast, Success, How to Create, or Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and as I told you, this podcast is going to be changing up a bit. Like I said, we're going to have laughs, stories, and a bit more about me, my life, and how I became my entrepreneur journey. I told you all before that I was going to start bringing in a little bit of my life. And every morning I get up, I say my prayers, I meditate, and I read this book my father got me. It's called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. For today of April 22nd, where Jesus is calling, it says, "Listen to me continually. I have much to communicate to you. So many people and situations in need of prayer. I am training you to set your mind on me more and more, tuning out distractions through the help of my spirit. Walk with me in holy trust, responding to my initiatives rather than trying to make things fit your plans. I died to set you free, and that includes freedom from compulsive planning. When your mind spins with a multitude of thoughts, you cannot hear my voice. A mind preoccupied with planning pays homage to the idol of control. Turn from this idolatry back to me. Listen to me and live abundantly." When I saw this morning, I looked at it and I said, you know what? I'd always said that you had to be quiet, still, you know, in order to hear him speak. You ask him for things and you get up, jump up, say amen, and you're gone. You don't sit back and listen to him respond. So it's a one-way conversation. Then the weird thing about it, you know, I say he always give you confirmation. My brother, Remo Pearson, listened to his podcast on Spotify, Remo the Dom Pearson. The reality check. I heard one of his podcasts and it was talking about silence, sitting in silence. And I agree with everything he said. I'm like, yeah, you do need to sit in silence and spend time. That's part of my meditation when I do sit in silence and controlled breathing. And like he said, it's absolutely relaxing. You know, you relax your mind, your body, your soul. Because just like I read when it said, you know, controlling your thoughts that are continuously going, I have one of those minds that continue to run all day long, every day. And it's so hard for me to wind down because my mind is continuously going. And I have been working on two things as far as my entrepreneurial journey. And with me doing it and learning, I come up with new ideas every day, all through the day. I have a notebook right beside me, wherever I sit, living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, I have a notebook because something always comes and I want to be able to write it down like, oh, that's a great idea. But reading this, along with listening to his about being in silence, I was like, you know what? That right there, that's confirmation. Because a lot of us don't sit in silence. I understand we have a family, we have a very busy life, especially us women. Men do too. If you're a single parent, that's both men and women, you long for those silent moments because you want some peace so you can just, you know, think. Having kids, working, getting them ready for bed, homework, dinner, you know, it's a lot on you. And when you start looking towards, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to think about? You know, let me just clear my mind. Because like he says, listen to me continually. I have much to communicate to you. So many people and situations in need of prayer. And it's true. One thing I've learned listening to Joyce Meyer, I was going through something when I heard this from her, and I'm like, man, that's confirmation right there. When someone does something to you that hurt you, you're still supposed to be good to that person. Still supposed to be nice to that person. And, you know, you're supposed to forgive them. But also, you're still supposed to do good for them. You're still supposed to help them. I looked at her, and like she said, it took her a while to do it. I looked at that TV. I was like, no, that's just something else. But I realized it's not just for them. It's for me as well. It's a learning experience. Because once you learn to forgive a person, for one, because it's not for you, it's for them. I mean, it's not for them, it's for you. To forgive them, because you cannot hold on to stuff like that. That stuff will eat away at your soul when you're holding in grudges like that. But when you help them, you end up helping yourself in return. So when you're doing your listening, and when you're thinking about, okay, okay, God, I hear you. I'm going to go ahead and do good. I'm going to do what you tell me with this person. And you also have to trust in what he's saying to help you. Because, you know, I had to ask for strength to help me help this person. Because I'm like, Lord, you sure? So when you do it, ask for strength. And when you pray, also remember, don't just go in and ask, God, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? When you ask, it's like it says, ask and it should be given, knock and it should be open. But when you ask, also ask him to also give you the strength to accept his will. Because if you ask for something and it ends up not being what you want it to be, you get upset. Like, oh, I didn't get what I asked for. So you need to ask him for the strength to accept his will, because there's a reason for it. You don't see it now, but you will see it later on as to why it didn't work out. And you have to trust him, because it says, walk with me in holy trust, responding to my initiatives rather than trying to make things fit your plans. You know, we try to fit God into our into our plans. And, you know, that's hilarious to him, because he should be first. You should be following his plan, not your own. You ever did something and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, and this, and you made all these plans, and before you know it, it didn't work out the way you planned, because you didn't check in with who first? You didn't check in with him and ask him, how does he feel? What direction does he feel you should go in? I learned a lot this week. It's the end of the week, because I was going through a lot. You know, some people go through stuff in friendships and relationships, and I was going through something in my relationship with my husband. And I heard what he said. I'm one of those, you know, I'm spoiled. I'm very spoiled. I may be the oldest, but I'm spoiled. I'm selfish. I'm not even going to deny that I can be selfish at times. I have learned to share and to cohabitate, and also to come into an agreement with the man that I'm married to. He has been really good to me and my girls. And I understood what he said, and I heard him. But like I told him, why did you let it build up and then come to me with it? I don't respond to that well. You see, a lot of things, that one thing my brother did say that I was like, oh, yes, he needs to speak on this, because men and women both do it. When women nag the man, when you're getting into it, you're having a conversation, and, you know, he just walks away and doesn't say anything, and you come by and don't do that. Please, Jesus, don't do that at all. The reason being, one, a man is trying to quiet his mind. And like my brother said, you know, he needs to have peace. You need to be at peace at home. Two, that's some aggravating crap. It is aggravating as hell. You stand there and walk away and have one of your kids still coming behind you. Mom. Doesn't that bother the crap out of you? So why would you do it to your husband, to another human being? That it's just, men can do it too. Oh man, I learned during my first marriage all the nagging and hollering and arguing I did with him that it was not necessary. Like Pastor said, you know, two people are arguing, you might as well say two fools are arguing. All you're doing is putting fire on top of the fuel. No one is listening. So I learned to stop arguing and to start listening. And when he said, you need to be your man's peace, I decided, okay, I'm going to try this. I stopped nagging. I stopped going after him. And the weird thing about it, when I stopped, he started doing it. And I walked off and he kept going. I said, oh my God, is this what I sound like? Because I couldn't believe it. He steady going. I'm like, dude, I'm through. You know, I stopped talking. Well, I know, I was like, oh my God, I need to tell every woman I know, please don't do that. Please do not do that to your man. When he's through talking, give him his space. Let him walk off. If he wants to deal with it that way, let him walk off. You all come back to it later on with a calm demeanor and speak to each other without hollering, because you're hollering at each other, nobody's hearing each other. And just, it's just aggravating as heck. It is. It's very aggravating. You need to be his peace. So, as I was saying, you know, what he and I were talking about, and I got to thinking about it, I said, well, you know, maybe I should go this way. And he took responsibility for a lot of stuff that he did. And I was trying to figure out something for me, because I prayed to God and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Tell me where I'm wrong. And a friend and him both said it, you know, what I need to do, sit down and talk to him. Because my husband, God rest, God love his soul. He's so sensitive. And I'm not used to that. I am not a sensitive person. I'm a Scorpio. You know, I try to have a little sympathy and empathy, because, you know, it's PR, you're supposed to, but I am not a sensitive woman at all. Just FYI, I just don't do the sensitivity thing that much. And he is. He was raised by women. He's raised by his mom and his grandma. So, but still, I have to sit down. Like God says, sit down with him. Pick a day that has been a few days where both of you all have cooled off, which I'm one of those type of people. Once we have our discussion, I don't go to bed with that on my mind. I say my prayers, ask God to help me release. I release. I get up in the morning. I'm refreshed. I'm renewed. And I am just fine. I don't carry that with me. So with that being said, my husband kind of holds on to stuff. And I guess that's why God told me to give it a few days and then go and speak with him. Because me, I have to remember what it was about, for one, because I let it go. And then two, we can talk calmly. We can come to an agreement and we can make sure that each one of us is satisfied with the agreement, because it seemed like there were some things that someone wasn't satisfied with the agreement we made when I thought it was. So you need to sit down and talk and communicate with your mate. Make sure both parties agree wholeheartedly, and not just to make the other one happy. You know how you men sometimes, and you women sometimes, go ahead and agree with your mate just because you want to see them happy or to make them happy. And in the long run, you're going to end up resenting them. You're going to end up being mad and hating them and harboring some type of ill feelings towards them. So make sure that when you both agree, that you agree wholeheartedly and you're not holding anything back. I know I'm jumping around all over the place, but that just kind of came to me because, like I told you, I was going to be coming to you all with my daily journey. Well, not daily, but my journey of my life, entrepreneurship, and my just my life in general. Because creating a mindset for success, if your home life is a wreck, your business is going to be a wreck, and your mindset is going to be a wreck. So how are you going to have a successful mindset? You know what I'm saying? So I'm visiting other areas of this instead of just a business area and a business asset, because a lot of people don't realize it's lonely at the top being an entrepreneur. It really is, because you have people who don't believe in you, and then the ones who claim they believe in you, they're secretly, you know, throwing shade at you. So you have to be the one to go ahead and move on without them. You can't take everyone with you on the journey you're going to. They're not meant to. People are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And a lot of times, those people that you were friends with and you're trying to move up and they're not going with you, they were there for a season. The ones who are hating on you, throwing shade and saying stuff, they're there for a reason. The ones who stay up with you, have the same mindset as you, and are your ride or die, that's your lifetime. But you know what? They're very far few in between. So I feel like this is an important segment in my podcast that you need to discuss, or that I need to discuss in home life and family life. Because if your home is out of whack, and you know, out of whack and chaotic, so is your mind and your mindset. You're not going to be able to think. You're not going to be able to accomplish the things you need to accomplish because your mindset is going 400 different ways from Sunday. So again, I am Karonda Glover. Thank you so much for joining me for this section of the podcast with Journey Into My Life. I am cooking today. I started to come on with cooking with me today, but I decided to let it be peaceful because I do have my grandchild and that can be noisy. Please don't forget to share, and tell other people about my podcast, because you never know who this can help or touch. The person could be on the verge of the edge and could hear something, or I may have said something that may have, you know, took them from going over the edge, or, you know, making a wrong decision or making a wrong turn. You never know what I may say. I never know what I say that may affect someone's life, because I'm here. We are here to help each other. We are, you know, we are the stewardess. We're supposed to be our brother and sister's keeper. So we're here to help each other out and not dog each other out. And if the world would do that, everybody did that, the world would be in such a better place. Oh my God. If we were all out to help each other and want to see each one of us win instead of tearing each other down, the world would be such a better place. But you know, we just have to keep on praying for that, because you have a lot of people that's just shiesty and shady. And you know what? You have to pray for them too. Still be good to them. Still help them, despite the fact of them being shady, shiesty, and whatever else backstabbing they might be. No, I'm not going to say it's easy, but I will say it does get easier over time. So I do thank you all for listening to my podcast. Again, I am Karonda Glover. Don't forget to share and also follow me. Subscribe to my podcast so you can be aware of when new podcasts come about. I'm only on here 2 times a week until I can get my business going a little bit better to where I can be on daily. But for now, it's only 2 times a week and it's sporadic. I want to surprise you. I'm not giving any set dates. So when you hear it, you're like, oh, okay. And then eventually I will go ahead and set it to, you know, maybe every Thursday or every Wednesday or every Monday. But right now, I'm just going to surprise you with joy. Thank you so much for joining me. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Don't forget to check out my brother's podcast on Spotify. Remo Pearson, Remo the Don Pearson. Don't forget to check him out on Spotify. Because I love my brother. He's doing what a lot of people need to do, explaining, expressing himself, and allowing others to do the same in a safe environment, because we all need each other. He's giving good information, you know, knowledge, and he's also inviting knowledge in. So if anyone has anything, because you can leave messages on here. I noticed that if anyone has anything that they want to hear, they have a subject or something they want to talk about, leave me a message. You know, if you want to come on and be on a podcast with me as well, leave me a message. If there's any kind of notes that you took that you're really interested in, want to go into further detail, leave me a message. But yeah, The Reality Check with Remo the Don Pearson on Spotify. Check him out. Until then, thank you all for listening.